Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Atomic Age. Listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There's a band called Atomic Age that we did play a few weeks ago, and I had forgotten. They sent us their stuff through Direct, and then they've come through to us again via Music Submit. So I found some more tracks. Pick that one. That's a track called Devil Girl. Hope you enjoyed it. What is Atomic Age's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/AtomicAge.
Facebook.com/pages/atomic-age/92973316435. And why is that, Tony?
Is that a default URL?
I haven't said default URL. Come on, Atomic Age, you're in the Atomic Age. You should be in the technological one as well. It's probably be an internet one, Tony nil. And I undoubtedly will play more from them in future weeks. And well done, Atomic Age, top track. I've got a little bit of additional material for you here, but not the usual. Oh, I tell you what, I'll save it. You've got something for us, haven't you?
I have, from
TNS. Do you want to just read that out?
Yeah. TNS, well, it's a press release, but it's about an upcoming gig they've got, which, if you are around, it's very well worth going for. Here's the information. On Saturday, Manchester-based DIY punk label TNS Records celebrate the 10th Earth Day with a two-day music extravaganza. Celebrations take form with three gigs across 2 days, the biggest event being held at Sound Control on Saturday 12th of April. UK ska band Random Hand will headline this on the Saturday, and the majority of the band of the label roster will perform across the weekend. If I remember correctly, Wonk Unit are now part of TNS, so yeah. Hopefully maybe they'll be featuring. I don't know. If you'd like to guest list to read a bit, no, that's for us, that's not for you. TNS, That's What's Skanking, began life as local punk fanzine in 2003. We've been teaching them, a good 3 or 4 years, I'm sure.
Yeah, we are friends of TNS, and they are friends of ours. In fact, I even emceed the TNS stage at Strummer Camp 3 years ago. Yeah. And it's great fun, and they're a really good bunch of lads, and every single band they have are fantastic live.
So do check them out. It's a not-for-run-profit company, and it's a run by decent people.
It's a not-for-run-profit company.
It's not run for profit. I'm not well. I can't even read. Do check it out. It doesn't give me a list of the bands here we featured, but the TNS Records, tnsrecords.co.uk. It has a Facebook page, which events/14728076929444688. Search Facebook for TNS Records or their birthday bash
TNS, that's not skanking. You'll find them, and if you're in the Manchester area this Saturday, make sure you get along to that gig. It'll be brilliant.
Sound Control, wherever that might be, do check it out.
Yeah. Now, the little bit of additional material that I've got doesn't come in the shape of a joke this week. I do like it when you send your jokes or poems to me. For a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, Comedy Suburbs. If you have a joke, do the same thing, but title it Poetry Corner. However, this week I've got some very exciting news. I do like it when this happens. Hi, Paul. How's things? Attached is an MP3 of Limousine's new single called Party on the Bus. You can have the very first play on Punky Radio. Here we go. We're going to be the very first people to play this. I'm so excited. They did also say Manila PR will probably send us a CD copy in May, which I'll look forward to. And they've said they've only got MP3s themselves at the moment. So this is pretty much hot off the press, just recorded. Absolutely brilliant. They said there'll maybe be another one or two songs on the CD, but we are not sure what, as they're still not finished. We are back in the studio next week. All the best, Limo Dean. Well, Limo Dean, I can't let that down, and I made sure that it had the right intro, which is from us. I love Limousine. I've already listened to this song. It's fantastic. What is Limousine's website?
Limousine.com?
No, limousineband.com. LIMOZINEband.com. Paulie be the internet too. Tony Neil. Ooh, party on the bus. Listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Limousine Party on the Bus. How exciting. Oh, I love it when they bring out new stuff. They seem to bring out approximately an album or 12 songs worth a year, which just keeps us going once a month, doesn't it? just about. I absolutely love them. Their next gig is in London town, and I think it's on the 25th of April, and I will be in Oslo that night, unfortunately. I think it's the 25th. But anyway, I'm going to get there soon. I'm going to see them one day. This is getting ridiculous. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment, like our page. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Do leave us a comment. Easy way to get in touch with us, especially if you are on Facebook. Pretty hard if you're not. We do read them out and get involved. So, three this week. First up from John Ashton, Fat Boy.
Who says, hello, Fat Boy.
Good tunes this week. Thank you very much, Fat Boy.
It's nice that he approves.
Yeah, he also, you know, was good to see that we managed to update Facebook a little bit later than usual. I had very good reasons, Fat Boy. But the show was up on time.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to do any of my bits and bobs, and I can only apologise to the bands last week. I didn't get the chance to put them all around, but I'll explain why in a little while.
Emma at Pantycrise has been in touch again.
Oh,
saying,
Emma at Pantycrise,
my new favourite. Hey guys, thanks for giving Pantycrise a mention on your show again. I'm listening now.
Pantycrise.
That is, Emma, no problem. And Joseph Sir Borg has been in touch.
Hang on. They really have given a lot of our listeners a reason to go to Northern Canada, haven't they?
Pantycrise.
Yeah. I think so.
Joseph Sir Borg says, thanks for including Scanner music in the Punky Radio playlist this week. You play a great eclectic selection of tunes. Yes, we do. By the way, I'm sure we got some sales for the benefit for the Battleworld Sanctuary compilation as a direct result of last week's show, so we appreciate the support.
Oh, fantastic. I'm really, really pleased about that. That's why we do this.
Yes.
That's why, and it's still available, and it's $8. And if you go back to, what was it, two or three weeks ago now,
I think.
Yeah, to our show and have a listen to the stuff on there, you will see that that is definitely worth buying that compilation.
Cool. That is it for Facebook this week.
Well, that's very well done.
Thank you.
So next up, a track that I didn't think we'd got, but then I found out we had got it because there was a bit of a mix-up. And hello, Simon Knott, for sending this through via People Like You Records. It's a track from the new album by Cherry Poppin' Daddies. What I may have forgotten to say at the start of this show is that it's a right mixed bag this week. And you're just going to have to sit back and take it like a bitch, you listeners.
Right.
Sit back and take it like a bitch. But I absolutely love putting the track list together this week. And there's something for everyone. And I mean that. There's something for everyone. Here's a right departure from the right last track, which was a departure from the track before. We'll talk about it afterwards. This is Whiskey Jack.
Jack and vodka gel. Well, I need some crack about the
face.
You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Cherry Poppin' Daddies. What's their website?
CherryPoppinDaddies.com?
It's not. It's daddies.com. DADDIES.com. I'm sure there's a bottled sauce which would have words about that. But anyway, poorly being the internet, 3-0. And Jack's called Whiskey Jack. It should be subtitled and Vodka Jill. Great song, really fantastic lyrics. A real unusual sort of old-fashioned big band sound with modern lyrics is how I would put that. And yes, we will be playing something else from them in future weeks. Really liked it. Now then, did you do anything last week?
I was mostly being ill last week. Since Tuesday night, I've been ill. I'm still kind of rough now, but alive, so that's cool. But yeah, that's all I've been doing. I had some kind of high-grade fever. I was 39 degrees, sweating buckets, waking up in pools of sweat. Horrible. Don't know what it was. Doctor doesn't know what it was. But it's not meningitis, so that's good.
No, that is good. So your other half hasn't got it then?
No, it's not spread.
Well, she's done well.
Strong genes.
Yeah, she's got really strong genes. Mm. I'm not allowed to talk about anything like that.
No.
Very strong genes. One of the reasons that I didn't manage to get the usual publicity done for the show last week was that I got called to Edinburgh at short notice and had to go up there for 2 days to have a look round at some venues. It's all part of what I'm doing for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival this year. It was a very good fun trip. I did manage to get absolutely mentally leathered on the Tuesday night with my agent's daughter, Georgia, and we went out and we went around the pubs of Edinburgh, as I am prone to do. At one point, we were in the Banshee Labyrinth, where she said, "What should we drink?" And I said, "How about cocktails?" So we got ourselves a couple of Ghostbusters. I took a photograph of her holding up her Ghostbuster cocktail that I got her. She then put it down on the bar, and 1 second later, decided to, without so much as a buy your leave, just slap it onto the floor. Yeah. Oh, great, thanks. And then I'm not buying you another one. But yes, hi to everyone that I met up in Edinburgh last week. It was really good fun. And we secured some new venues, had a look at some new places, and it was really, really good fun. Then, over the weekend, I did 3 more heats of my Last Minute Comedy Club New Comedian of the Year competition. So I had 27 different acts over 3 nights, and thanks to everyone who came along to those shows. They were all very well attended. They were all excellent fun. On the Friday night, we all got in a bit of a mess afterwards. I had a big one last week, actually. On the Friday night, we all got in a bit of a mess afterwards when we went round several boozers before I got home at I don't know what time. Then on Saturday night, after the show, we just went to the Arena Tavern in Letchworth, where we had another goat's gash frenzy. Regular listeners to the show will know that I am prone to a goat's gash after a certain time. If you don't know what a goat's gash is, I'm just saying goat's gash. If you don't know what a goat's gash is, it's an odd cocktail. It comes in a shot form, and they've got a deal in the pub where they do 3 for a fiver. I actually equate that to 12 for 20 quid, which is what I did this time. I said to the barmaid when I went in, 12 goat's gashes, please. She went, really? And looked at me inquisitively, and the barman next to her went, just pour him, he's good for it. Right. So she rolled up 12, and then, well, I say rolled up, she loaded up 12, and then I passed around the bar, knowing that then, every 10 or 15 minutes, I'm going to get handed a goat's gash, because once this thing starts going round, everyone wants one. Suddenly, the bar was awash with gash.
Excellent.
Quite marvellous. Then on Sunday night, when I went to Bulldog, I haven't been drinking up there late, but I did this time, and they had a rather good porter on called Midnight Owl. So I drank it freely until the end of the night and realised I can't drive home from here. I had to get a cab home. Completely forgot about it. Woke up the next day, looked out the window, thought someone had nicked my car. I don't know whether you've ever done that.
No.
I was like, where's my car? Oh, right, it's there. Calm down, Paul. So that was me last week.
Excellent. Well,
yeah, it was actually. This week, I'm actually, for the first time in living memory, attempting detox.
Don't do it.
When I say detox...
Don't do a proper detox.
I didn't have a drink yesterday.
Right.
And I'm going to try not to have one today. So that's already 2 days of not boozing. Which is a good start. I might go and see Noah tomorrow night.
Really?
A bit biblical, yeah. So I should be able to avoid the booze then as well, but you never know. We'll see. So anyway, that was me last week. Two tracks coming up now. First one by a band that I'd never heard of before, called The Senton Bombs, S-E-N-T-O-N, The Senton Bombs. You can find out more about them by visiting their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/ The Senton Bombs.
It is indeed. T-H-E-S-E-N-T-O-N Bombs. Paulie being in set 3, Tony 1. There'll be another track straight after this that we'll tell you about afterwards. In the meantime, I hope you enjoy this. This is Nothing Quite Like This. We'll be right back. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called No Brains and a track called Facts of Life. No Brains are from Hull. And I wonder if they found out about us via Vinny and the Stars, who are a Hull band that we played quite a bit over the last year. They're the ones that do Enough from America, I'm from Hull. I do like them a lot. But anyway, interesting that we should get another Hull band that sing in a Hull accent as well. I like bands that sing in their real accents, as you well know. What is No, and they call, like, I'll give you a clue. Well, I won't give you a clue. Just say, what is No Brains Facebook page?
Facebook.com/No Brains.
No, facebook.com/No Brains UK band. Paulie B and Internet 4, Tony 1. Or, if read differently, No Brains Suck Band. And I think they've had to add the UK, because I think there are other bands around the world called No Brains, but they're not called No Brains UK. They are called No Brains, but they add in the UK so you can find them quickly. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Regardless, point of the Internet for Tony Wan. Ha. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar.
Not well. Yep, another week, another of your gigs at 12 Bar Club. The way it was. Sunday night, there is something on. It's a bit open mic-y, but do go and check it out if you can. Didn't they have a house band in? And you can sing along. But I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday, which is far more interesting night. So I'll do that. This Thursday, 10th of April, my dad's 70th birthday.
How much is that? £6.
Mozzie Green, Whom by Fire, Russell Jocelyn and Robert Cheney. I have no idea.
Me neither.
But Thursday night, how much do you think?
£6.
It is, yeah.
Hey.
Friday the 11th, John, The Effect, Oliver Shaw and My Cordyline. The names aren't giving me any clues this week.
And you don't know anything. We don't know anything, do we?
We know nothing.
£6.
It is £6. Finally, Saturday night, The Switchers, Mojo Finger, The Interstellars, The Zipheads, Def Digby. It's a Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night.
It'll be brilliant.
Yep. Zipheads, fantastic.
We love
brand.
The Zipheads.
Yeah.
We love the Zipheads.
One of my my best ofs last year.
In Deedly Doodly.
Great band. Saturday night, how much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Oh, got it there. Six. Number of the Beast. Yep. First time in a while that I've actually got it right. Excellent.
Yeah, that is it. So
that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Beautifully sung, Tony, for a man who's ill.
Oh, I'm dying.
I didn't ask you, by the way, how did your one-man rehearsal go last week?
Alright. I definitely hadn't played in a while.
What did you think of the lead guitar player?
He wasn't bad, but the singer was awful.
Yeah, but the singer was ill.
Singer wasn't ill yet. He can't even use that excuse.
Oh, blimey.
I struggled playing and singing. But just playing on my own was okay.
Right.
But I just came across thinking, yeah, I was very rusty, as expected.
It just loosened a few bits up, didn't it?
Yeah. I was supposed to go again this week, but I've had to cancel because obviously I'm not well, but I will keep going and just trying to get back to how I was, but I don't think that's possible.
Well, who knows?
Yeah,
the important thing is, Tony, you got the thing back around your neck.
That's right.
Yeah, right. I've got another song for you now.
Okay.
I really like this. This is another one that I just found it. I thought, oh yeah, we're sticking that on. We'll talk about them now. Band called Evil Beaver.
Okay.
Who are a two-piece band, but they sound like a lot more. What is Evil Beaver's website?
EvilBeaver.com.
No, EvilBeaver.us.
No.
That's what I've got down here. Which means it'd probably be Internet 5, Tony 1. And this is gross. Ew.
Angry Pirate.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And I imagine you're looking forward to going back to yours. That was Evil Beaver and Gross. And the reason I went, ugh, is because that's what they say. It's like, you're gross, ugh, in it. Really, really good. I'm going to try and get some more stuff of those. I really, really like that. I will track down Evil Beaver, and there is a way to do it, to go via their website, which we've already discussed. Did I say that you're listening to... Yes, I did. Are you doing anything this week, now you're feeling a bit better?
I say it's my dad's 70th on Thursday, so I should be doing something. But I've just been so out of it past week, I've completely forgotten about it until today.
Right.
But most recovering, I've not even gone back to work yet, which is, as a self-employed person, you know you're ill.
Yeah, that's bad
when
news.
When you don't go to work.
Yeah, that's bad news.
So I just need to get over this, and then, so yeah, that's it. Nothing, really.
Well, all I've got planned, actually, quite unlike me, but I mean, I'm sure I'll find something to do at the weekend, I do normally. But all I've got planned, as I say, is I might go and see Noah tomorrow night, feeling a bit biblical, it getting close to Easter and what have you, and on Saturday night, I've been invited round to my mates in London to stay over because he lives on a boat, which is right by where the London Marathon goes past.
Okay.
So he figured that if we stayed on the boat, we had a fighting chance of waking up and seeing it. Because he did say you could come along on Sunday morning, and there's not much chance of that.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Not at all. So we'll see. If I don't, I don't mean if I don't get better off of it, if I don't get a gig or something, I may well go down there on Saturday night. I haven't decided yet. So that's about it for me this week. So I may end up watching the Zipheads. Who knows?
Highly recommended.
I agree. So we'll see. At present, I haven't got any concrete plans, so I might go down there. But I'll be sure to let you know next week regardless.
Excellent. Okay. Cool.
However, I do want to get on with this next track straight away. Now, Tony,
as
you already know, I have said this week, we've got a right mixed bag, and I don't know whether Muscovite symphonic metal is your bag, but if it is, you've come to the right place, and you should in fact be hearing the intro to the next song underneath us right now, because it's got a 1:20 intro, this track, and I just heard it, I wanted to play it. When I heard its description, it came through via Music Submit, and when I saw the description of it as symphonic metal, I thought, what is that like? And that's exactly what I got. It's like, I thought, wow, okay then. So I'm not going to say too much about the band now, because I don't know that much other than they're from Moscow, this is symphonic, and it's metal, but it's like nothing I've ever heard before, really. But it does get going, and it gets going quite nicely, Tony. We'll maybe talk about them and the website after you've heard this, but this is Revontulet and Blizzard.
Snow is falling slowly down, Christmas Day. Everything that was so great.
You're listening to De Zorro's underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Rivontulet, symphonic Muscovite metal, and a track called Blizzard. What is their website?
Rivontulet.ru.
Rivontuletband.com. Paulie being the internet six, Tony one. Oh, it's a pasting this week. The only thing I've heard that's remotely like that was, and I'm sure other people say, oh, there's this and that and this and that, and it's a bit prog and whatever. But the only other thing I've heard that kind of it reminded me of was a bit more of a sort of poppy version of when the Sisters of Mercy redid Temple of Love, and they got a girl singer on it in parts of the song, and bits of that reminded me of that. But I liked it anyway, and we may well play something else from them in the future if we get some emails from you telling us you'd like to find out more.
Yeah,
right. Anyway, that's that put to bed. Have you got a fucking twat? I wasn't expecting to make you laugh that much, then.
I do have a fucking twat. Yes, who'd have thought it? I got one. I feel like pressing that big red button in Ghostbusters. We got one! Yeah, if you do have twat...
Slime stuff, me!
Fucking twat. If you do have a fucking twat, oh no, send me. Do send it to me. I want the twat's name. I want the fucking twat's name. I want the reason.
Is a fucking twat.
Well, it's not got the same ring to it.
Yeah, but we'll do it anyway.
Okay.
Let's do it for James. Go on.
Yeah, so I want the twat's name, reason for nomination, and location. It's that simple. When my brain kicks in properly, it normally is. So tonypunkery.com, email me now. Thank you very much. All tracks received. Thanks. This week, first time I've heard from this guy, so thank you for getting in touch. Sussex Saint, a.k.a. Steve.
Hello, Sussex Saint, a.k.a. Steve.
Yeah, so thanks for getting in touch. He says, hi, Tony. I would like to nominate a double twat. I was due to fly on
fucking twat.
A double twat. I was due to fly on United from London Heathrow via Washington Dulles. So I'm guessing it's Dallas.
No, Washington Dulles. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Washington Dulles to Nashville. Yeah, I guess Dallas and Washington ain't nowhere near each other.
That's
all right. On Saturday 28th, we landed on time with an hour and a half to connect. But as well as being taken through customs and in and out of two terminals, there was only one lane open for all the non-US nationals at immigration.
Oh, I've been through this before.
Yeah. Consequently, me and four other Brits missed our connecting flights and had to spend the night in Washington before getting early morning flights. Even then, United didn't have a direct flight, so we had to get to Nashville via Atlanta. So a double twatting, please. The US yes. Immigration and Customs for only having one man on duty for non-US citizens, and then United for not having a direct flight to Nashville.
Yeah, well, look, the thing is, I fell victim to this when years ago, I actually flew into Chicago to get a connecting flight to Memphis, and we were held up going through customs 2 hours.
Yeah, they did rush.
It was ridiculous. You'd think they'd rush you through to get your connecting flight. You'd think they'd say, if you have a connecting flight, go to this. You'd think they'd help.
And those people do not rush.
No.
And they don't really want you in the country.
No.
It seems the way they treat you.
Yeah, I know. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
And seeing as I've got no plans to go there anytime soon, this is a fucking twat.
And they say, P.S., Nashville was great, but could have done with more punk rock instead of all that country music.
But it's
still great, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's got a great, depending on where you are in Nashville, the honky tonk country, actually this fits in quite well with the last track this week, but the honky tonk music is kind of country punk anyway, so I've got plenty of time for it.
Yeah. So there you go. So
in fact, it was that trip. I was flying to Memphis and then I did Memphis and Nashville that week. So it was actually the same thing, but by a different airport.
Oh, okay.
How bizarre. Mm.
So doing both? No, doing separately, both at the same time. Doing both at the same time.
Doing both at the same time, and there'll be is a fucking twat.
So, for having only one man on board for, on duty for non-US citizens, the US Immigration and Customs people, and also United for not having a direct flight to Nashville,
is a fucking twat. Beautifully said. And they've even got two accents on the fucking there. It's brilliant. They got a fucking and a fucking. Oh, guess what I'm about to do?
What's that?
I'm about to, so after we've made this show, I'm going to braise lamb hearts.
Right.
Yeah, I know. They were reduced to clear in the supermarket yesterday. And I could get what appeared to be the best part of a kilogram of lamb hearts for £1.22. And there was instructions on the thing to how to cook them, because I've never cooked before. And it said to stuff them with breadcrumbs, fried onions and garlic. And then braise them for an hour. So I'll let you know how I get on with them, shall I?
Yeah, please do.
Last up, though, talking of country punk, what a great way to finish the show this week. Bob Wayne has got a new album out. I love Bob Wayne. His last one was called Till the Wheels Fell Off. Till the Wheels Fall Off. Do you know, I haven't got the name of the new album to hand, but this has come through again by Simon Knott, and thank you so much, Simon, for sending this through. This is a People Like You Records release. What is Bob Wayne's website?
BobWayne.com.
BobWayne.org. BobWayne.org. Paulie B. The Internet 7. Tony 1. This one could be for you, Tony. I love this song. This is, the lyrics to this are great. Just the very first verse, the very first line is fantastic. This is Till I Die.
I love chasing tail from coast to coast. And I can't make quite a few, I don't mean the most. I French kissed on the Eiffel Tower. Hell, I've even been known to pay by the hour. I'll be chasing pretty girls until the day I die. I once lost a whole paycheck on a slot machine. And I barely made it out of that town by the skin of my teeth. I've been to Las Vegas and Atlantic City. That Indian casino took every penny. I've been winning and losing until the day I die. Till I die. Till I die. I'm gonna love a man, leave a man, tease a man, make him cry. Till I die. Till I die. I'm gonna do everything I can until I die. Gun when I turned 8, I'd shoot about anything I could put on my plate. I got an AR-15, a 357. I'll shoot the moon, hell, I'll shoot up heaven. I'll be shooting these guns until the day I die. I'll never forget the day I got thrown in jail. I cried tears of joy when my friend made my bail. But I never went back, so a warrant was summoned. I jumped in my truck and I tried to outrun him. I've been running from the law until the day I die. Till I die. Till I die. I'm gonna beat these guitar strings until I die. Till I die. Until I die. I'm gonna do everything I can until I die. Do everything you can before you die.
That was Bob Wayne, Till I Die. Brilliant new album. Make sure you get hold of it as soon as you can. We will be playing more of that in future weeks as well. Thank you very much for listening this week. That's about it from us. Maybe, Tony, you could just run through the internet stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on the internet, Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com. We're on Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C, T-I-C World Radio, and finally we're on Radio Andra, which you can find at Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A dot S-E.
Yes, well done then for carrying this show. Well done you for listening. Don't forget, you can always download it at punkyradio.com if indeed that is not what you've already done. I look forward to seeing some of you in various circumstances over the next week, and I'll let you know how my braised lamb hearts go next week, if I remember. Hope you feel bad. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog!